Toronto Fashion Week has become quite the controversial event due to the unrealistic and unfair standards imposed on its models. Centennial Journalism's Arifa Ratansi reports. It's late October in David Pecoe Square at Toronto Fashion Week 2013. A crowd of anxious people are waiting to see Whitney Linen's new spring collection. And what these people won't get to see is the wrangling that's happening backstage. Joining me backstage is model and activist Oksana Oksi, a 7-year veteran to the fashion industry. Starting her day early this morning with little to no time to grab a bite to eat, Oksi, 24, shares her discontent with the lack of food available at Toronto Fashion Week. A model who has walked the runways of countless designers across the world. She has begun to notice a stark difference between the way the models are treated internationally compared to how they're treated in her hometown of Toronto. She says the lack of food at Toronto Fashion Week has begun to take a toll on the models' mental and physical well-being, including her own. Oksi says the scrutiny of the models in the international market tends to be a lot harsher than in Toronto. However, the lack of food backstage sent a contradictory message about Toronto's standard for its models. Not having food readily available sends a message to the mostly young and impressionable models that eating is not a priority. Oksi says that not only does the lack of food affect their self-image, but it leaves them feeling more exhausted at the end of their workday. Starting a Facebook group that prompted a campaign called Feed the Models, Oksi, along with two fellow models, set out to advocate for models' right to be provided food backstage at Toronto Fashion Week. Oksi and her fellow advocates would eventually like to see more standard regulations from the Toronto fashion industry in the amount of food that should be provided to the models. Despite minor improvements, there is still a lack of consistency in the treatment of the models. Oksi and her peers are aware of their rights as models and will continue to advocate for better replenishments at future Toronto fashion shows.
We're international models, we know what the standards are.
The fight to change the standards at Toronto Fashion Week has only just begun. If you'd like more information on this, or you'd like to help advocate for models' rights at Toronto Fashion Week, you can join the Facebook page Feed the Models, or refer with Tansy, Centennial Journalism News, Toronto.